Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
Take a deeper dive into Houston sports stories at SportsMap Houston and ESPN Houston on YouTube. Big opinions from all our hosts about the Astros, Texans, Rockets, and more. SportsMap Houston and ESPN Houston on YouTube. Subscribe today.
ESPN 97.5 and ESPN 92.5. Brought to you by Zadok Jewelers, KFNC and KFNC HD2, Mont Bellevue, Houston. Ladies and gentlemen, in the blue corner, we have the buzziest of tandems, Joel Blank and Jeremy Branham, a.k.a. the Killer Bees. And in the red corner, here to try to stump the Killer Bees, here's Joe Stump King George.
King George!
Now, let's get ready to guess who said it.
All right, last week Joe George was Bush League. This week he swears he's not going to be Bush League. We'll see. Jury's out. Let's dive right into it, Joe.
By the way, Ava Mendez is who I was trying to think of, and Training Day was the movie with Denzel where she's his
That's
girlfriend.
A good one.
She's good.
And but speaking of Whitey Bulger, too, because it's based on him, Departed.
Departed's really good. Departed's There's also really Black good, yep. Mass, which was that more based on him, but it's sucks. Not as good as Departed. Departed's elite. Departed's great. Like, you got a great cast there. You got Matt Damon.
Yeah.
You got Leo. You got Jack. Like, that movie's fantastic.
Oh, yeah. And Mark Wahlberg.
Yeah. Well, I forgot about Mark Wahlberg.
Yeah. Small part, but sneaky good. I mean, to me, the other one we missed that is the greatest gangster movie of all time, Goodfellas.
Goodfellas is fantastic.
You like that more than Scarface?
Yeah, and both Godfathers.
And the Godfathers are good.
I don't count Godfather 3.
Huh.
All right, number one. So what? She called me a fat ass.
Cody.
Can't call her something. It might get me canceled. That would be suboptimal. For my earning potential.
Sounds Paulie.
You know who this sounds like? It sounds like Jake. Is he making a little reference to the negative ROI?
Oh.
Say it one more time for us, Joe George.
So what? She called me a fat ass. Can't call her something. It might get me canceled. That would be suboptimal for my earning potential.
Jake's not a fat ass.
Yeah. A little thick in the trunk.
Wow.
He used to be.
I have tried and tried to take the high road. I don't really consider Jake Asman to be a fat.
No, I wouldn't either. Jake, like, he power walks. Like, he does cardio. He used to be thick. Like, he's worked on his.
Is that right?
Yeah. I tip my cap to you, sir. I think that it's either Paul or Jake. I think it's either Paul or Jake. Where I'm out with Paul, though, is I don't know if Paul uses the phrase suboptimal.
Is anybody calling either one of them a fat ass?
Yeah, I think so. Everybody calls people that nowadays.
Okay.
Although we're a little bit less body shaming these days than we used to be, but still, it still exists.
You used to
it
try.
Still happens.
You used to try. Evidently, you've changed your way.
Try what?
To not body shame people.
I don't do it intentionally.
It just slips out?
It's just when I'm trying to answer a question.
Oh. So do we feel like that's a factor in it or not? That who it's being referred to is actually thick?
I don't think it really matters.
You don't?
No, I don't think it really matters. One more time, Joe. I promise we'll try to answer.
I mean, come on, guys. We're going to have to institute
Come
shot
on,
clock.
Stumper. Just they play the game. It's
so
your
what?
Game.
She called me fat ass. Can't call her something. It might get me canceled. That would be suboptimal for my earning potential.
I think it's Paul or Jake. Like, I think it's people that might be dating, too. So maybe we lean more Paul than Jake.
Not BK?
Ooh, that's a good little wild card at the last moment.
Yeah, I mean, I'm just trying to think it through.
All right, I don't really. One of those three. Let's go.
Well, which way are you leaning?
I mean, you got to give an answer.
Yeah.
Which way are you leaning?
I think it's.
I think we should go first. Like, you want to go BK?
I was going to say it's either BK or Paul.
All right, call it.
Well, you know he's in love. He was in love with Paul last week. Does that factor in?
Yeah, probably. So he probably wouldn't use him more than once, but maybe he would use him out of the gate.
Just to give us the indication when he might do it again?
No, I don't think so.
Okay, so which way are we going?
You want me to call it?
I mean,
five.
I said it sounds like
go
Paul.
All right, let's go Paul.
We'll go Paul.
So what if she called me fat ass? Can't call PC? Her something and might get me canceled. That would be suboptimal for my earning potential.
PC's lost like 50 pounds.
Yeah, but it doesn't stop you from someone
see,
calling that.
See, I was
that.
On the right path.
It's just like if you eat too much food, someone calls you that. All right, number two. I could see Becky Hammon being a hard ass after all those years with Pop. Yeah, there's your WNBA news.
John Granato.
You think
done.
So?
Just book it.
Is done. That Paul?
We'll move on to number three. It's John Granato, book it.
All right, John Granato.
Could see Becky Hammon being a hard ass after all those years with Pop.
I mean.
Yeah, there's your WNBA news.
What did she do to get suspended? I missed it.
I didn't
she had a
the
pregnant
details.
Player on her roster that I believe they then subsequently traded, but in the process of how it all went down and everything that went into it, the case was made that she mistreated the pregnant player.
Was it a two-for-one deal? All right, number three.
Oh, boy. God, you love that one, didn't you? Go ahead, Joe. I made it quick on that last one.
He has cried
nothing
wolf.
For it either.
He has cried wolf so many times, and nobody wants to listen to him.
Cried wolf.
God, I know what I want to say, but I'm not going to say it. I know it just fits like a glove, but I'm not going to say it because I've been trying my best.
Well, I mean, we got to answer the question.
Okay, so what's the topic? What are they discussing to have that come up?
I don't know.
Right? I mean, it could be news of the weird. Probably not. It could be more pop culture-y. But what would be the topic of someone who continues to cry?
Are we talking sports? Or are we talking
that's
like
what
the
I don't
theme
know.
Of the sh- the
could it be a pop culture-y thing, which would be Paulie?
Read it one more time, Joe.
He has cried wolf so many times, and nobody wants to listen to him.
He's cried wolf so many times.
Could it be Embiid? Could it be Harden? Could it be... I don't know.
People listen to Harden, though.
Yeah, here they do.
I mean, even in Philly. Like, they fired Doc at the chance of bringing Harden back.
Maybe that's what it's about.
Maury.
That's what I'm saying. Maybe that's about...
Yeah, I don't think it's anything Astros related.
It could actually be Daryl Morey's comments in that press conference the other day.
Oh, really? Oh, well, that would be Paul, I think. I think Paul would be maybe the only one that was listening to that press conference.
Okay. He did actually reference it in his
show.
Yeah,
he did.
I mean, I called the last one quickly.
I don't have a good call here.
Well, that's every time. But
we're both kind of filling Paul. That's not true. I have a seldom week every now and then where I'm hot.
Okay.
I'm streaky in this
evidently,
week.
It ain't this week because you're not feeling anything.
I will go Paul. Paul came to mind. All right, we'll haven't go used to Paul yet. Let's go Paul.
He has cried wolf so many times.
There you go. Nice
we
job.
We got two. There we go.
Nice right. job.
Worse yet. Two out of three. It's a good start. Okay. One more in my weekend, Joe. Don't screw it up.
I thought that one was going to be harder because I thought someone would make the connection to maybe the topics that I've been.
No, we broke that thing down like a mother.
Like wheelhouse versus the bench. Yeah. People crying
wait,
wolf.
Was there something between them this
no,
week?
No, yeah. It was about James Harden.
I missed that.
Is that what Hart? Was that what Paul was talking about?
It was about James Harden.
Oh, we nailed that. That
no,
was
we
great.
Did. Yeah, on the button,
yeah,
baby.
So I was hoping that like the beef between the shows would distract you from
you're
James
being
Harden and
you're
Joel
being like
Embiid.
An illusion. We went, look over here.
We went quick on number two and three. You just made it an extended segment. Nice job.
No, we're good on time here. Number four. They are known cheaters. It's 2 days in a row. How many more are we going to get the Yankees cheating before anybody in the national media speaks up and says something?
That could be anybody. It could be Lance. That could be John. That could be Pat. That could be...
Would
is that too
Cody,
generic?
That could not be Jake.
Would Cody and BK say that around Jake, though?
No, I don't think so.
Yeah, I don't either.
I think it's the bench or PC, potentially.
I feel like they go a little soft.
Paulie's the Yankee hater. As a Red Sox fan.
Yeah, read it again. We have to pick up on, like, word phrases here because it is very generic.
They're known cheaters. It's 2 days in a row. How many more are we going to get the Yankees cheating before anybody in the national media speaks up and says something?
Who would really go after them, though? I think it'd be the bench.
I think Paul would go after them. I think Paul would attack them.
But he says he's not going to be Bush League today. I don't think he's going to use anybody twice today. It's kind of my gut feel.
Or did he just give you the fake sale front to try and get you down the wrong path because he's feeling like he's feeling saucy?
I don't think so.
Okay.
I don't think he goes anybody more than once today. It's just my feel because he felt bad with how he handled last week's show. He felt like he crossed the line.
How many times did you use Paul last week?
Like four. Yeah.
Okay, so it's not Bush League if he only goes two.
I don't think he's going to go multiple people.
I think it's Paul. Okay, so who do you think it is then?
I think it's either Lance or John. I think
Read it one more time so that he can figure out which one of the bench he thinks it is.
Well, he's already used John. If my theory's right, it would be Lance.
Is that what you want to do?
Let's just read it again.
Okay. They are known cheaters. It's 2 days in a row. How many more are we going to get the Yankees cheating before anybody in the national media speaks up and says something?
What's your level of confidence with Paul on a scale of 1 to 10?
I know he hates the Yankees, and I know he talked about the cheating.
Uh-huh. So on a scale of 1 to 10, what's your confidence?
Well, I don't know because, I mean, I'm just trying to think of the people that would say this. I think Pat would because he hates the Yankees.
Uh-huh.
I think Paul would. And then I think the bench, both of them hate the Yankees.
So you're going to give me a level of confidence?
I'd say you're going to try and dump this back on me.
No, I'm trying to get a feel for like how confident you are.
I actually think there's a better than 50-50 chance it's Paul because he's not using him four times.
Okay, let's go Paul Gallant.
It's not Bush League to use someone twice, but it's not Paul.
They are known cheaters. It's 2 days in a row now. How many more?
Yeah, but I was wrong. It was still going to be wrong.
Two out of four. Two out of four.
He said it's not Bush League to go twice. Keep that in
mind.
It's not.
I almost
thought he was using a quote of his when he started. Because I thought, is he playing it? Is that Joe?
Yeah. Keep that in mind, though. He said twice is not Bush League. Let's be equipped with that knowledge going forward.
Okay. All right. Number five. I'm innocent in this. I'm like, OJ, I didn't do anything.
BK. Gut feeling is BK because of the battle that I guess happened this week, the one guy that has tried to claim Switzerland.
But Cody didn't get any shots from the bench.
I think, but BK was defending himself like, I'm innocent in this. I didn't say anything towards the bench, and I'm still taking shots because Lance went after BK.
Yeah. It seems like you're pretty confident in BK.
I'm trying to use deductive reasoning into saying that it could be BK.
I'm good with BK. Let's go.
Want to go that route?
Yeah, I'm good with that.
We'll go with BK.
Let's go BK.
I'm innocent in this.
Yes,
I'm like OJ.
Three out of five. That a baby.
Are you? Joe, you shook your head because you're not happy.
Yeah, and Killer Bees are back.
That's even better.
Killer Bees are back.
Another win, Joe!
BK, man.
Stumpy.
I just can't use
Stump
it.
This.
I think I got to retire BK.
No, you can't. It's Bush League.
Why?
You can't retire anybody in the lineup.
He's so obvious.
He's a great dude.
Are you calling him like...
No, he is. But like his comments, like it's so hard to pull something that's from BK that you don't know it's BK.
But Joe, you made progress.
The only thing I can do is say progress when he says progress and not say...
That's,
like,
I think that's fair.
Yeah, I read it as me. I don't read it as
them. Yeah, I think it's fair to have the proper
I mean, you at least had a play in the stadium. You made your presence.
What was it last week? To Err. And I tried to spell it, and I got roasted for that.
But it wasn't BK, was it?
No, it was Pat.
Yeah,
BK would never say Err.
No.
I mean, BK's got a lot of tools in the bag. I don't think Err is one of them.
713-780-ESPN. We're going to pay our respects a little bit later on in the program.
We are, Joey.
Give our condolences.
I'm not in this.
A little bit of a eulogy.
I'm getting close.
A little bit later. We're going to do that at 2:30. A little eulogy of somebody at the station at 2:30. Which of these trade candidates do you want in Houston? People are starting to talk about this thing. Players that would be on the trade market come August 1st this year. Any name, strike your eye, catch your fancy. It's the Killer Bees on ESPN 97.5 and ESPN 92.5.
Hey, before we go to the break, I want to tell you about the good people at MyBookie. I've been telling you about them for a long period of time about all the reasons why you need to make your sports wagers at MyBookie.ag. And it's true because, as I've always said, if you want to bet anything, anytime, anywhere on any sports game, it's probably going to be at MyBookie.ag, and they take care of their customers better than anybody else. They're constantly taking care of their customers by the way they give you deposit bonuses. And it's always going to be the case that when you're looking for a deposit bonus, if you use the promo code that I always tell you about, which is BET97, I'll get it for you in a second. But when you use our promo code BET975, you get extra bonuses. That means like on your initial deposit, if you put in up to $1,000, you can get 50% more added on in your account, more money in your account, more chances to win by having more money to play with. It's absolutely fantastic. But now it's even better because now instead of going to the casino, going to Vegas, going to Louisiana, going to play the slots, going to play blackjack, you can do it from the comfort and privacy of your own home. You can do it in your boxers if you want. You don't have to get dressed up. You don't have to worry about rooms and meals and all the things that go with any trip to any casino. You can do it right from your own home. And they've got everything that the casino would have. They have feature slots, progressive jackpots, live dealer action. And it's all from home where you don't have to chase the game. The game is right there for you. MyBookie provides a Las Vegas experience without all that other stuff. And the best part, you can wear your boxers and you can play all day. Doesn't matter about the weather or the travel conditions. You just play from your house. Start your adventure right now. MyBookie Casino Adventures start with a generous sign-up bonus like the ones I've been telling you about, just by using that promo code BET975. It's BET975. Anytime you see promo code when you're at mybookie.ag, just consider and always use BET975. That's not all. They also have a loyalty program now. So now you get free spins, cashback offers, and exclusive VIP perks just by continuing to go to mybookie.ag for your gambling pleasure. The more you play, the more you win. All you got to do is do what I always tell you to do. It's really simple. Just play anything, anytime, anywhere with the only place I tell you to do it. It's mybookie.ag and use that promo code BET975.
Razor sharp commentaries delivered with a purpose. You found the killer bees on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Joel Blank and Jeremy Branham.
All right, which of these Astro trade candidates do you want? The Jose Altuve's back today, by the way, if you've been living under a rock. They have
Did
not
they officially
announced,
make that
They tweeted it.
Known?
They tweeted it.
Okay.
They tweeted Good. It. Welcome back, whatever, Altuve. They haven't announced a corresponding move yet, though, right?
It's got to be Caesar salad, right?
I think it's like 99%. Like, I would say I'm 99% sure it's Caesar Salazar. It can't be a pitcher. Like, you can have 13 pitchers. The Astros have 13 pitchers. You're not going to send down a pitcher. It's either Salazar or it's going to be... I don't think that they would be Hensley because
but you have
position
your
flexibility.
And Dubon.
Yeah, but if you're playing him, you only have one infielder on the bench.
But I don't know how many times. Yeah, but
no, I'm saying if you send him down, you don't have any infielders on the bench.
I get you.
Like you would have you be dude, you're given a rest day to, or if you're DHing, now you have nobody on the bench. I think Jolks would be.
God, I hope not.
Look, I would go. I think that if you were sending down three players today in order, I believe they would go this route, three in a row. I think Caesar Salazar is first. Yep. I think he'll go down today. Mm-hmm. I think the second one would be Corey Jolks. And I think the third one would be
I think they've already kind of hinted to set people up for the fact that it's more than a possibility. I don't really like it.
No, I don't
per
like
se,
it either.
But I think it's a possibility. But I think it's down the road a little bit. I think Salazar's sure. the first one to go. And then it just depends on your comfort level with, you know, did you have another outfielder when you played Aledmys Diaz in the place of some of these guys in the infield?
Last year?
Yeah.
It depends on the time of year, because you had Chaz and Jake on the roster at the same time at times.
But I'm just saying, to your point, like, did they have a backup insurance plan when they played Aledmys Diaz? Well, before Dubon, though, because
but they got
Diaz
Dubon
multiple
like in the,
years.
Well, they got Dubon like in the first 2 weeks of the year last
year. They did.
They got him early.
Yeah.
And then prior to that, you had, Marwin was already kind of gone. You had Aledmys. I don't remember.
I mean, Yuli was capable of moving positions.
Remember,
but
they
she wanted
had,
him at first.
They even had Nico Badrum up for a little bit because they needed.
God, that was awful.
I think that they would send down Jolks before Hensley because Hensley plays infield and Jolks does not.
But until you know the status of Michael Brantley, don't you need Jolks to have the opportunity to have?
Yeah. But like, who would be the next player up? Next position player up would be Brantley. So it's like an outfielder coming onto the roster. It's
so Altuve, and then who forces Jolks down?
Brantley.
Okay, well, as long as it's Brantley coming back, then I understand Jolks.
Yeah.
Trace, but I don't understand it if it would be like today.
No, I wouldn't either. Like, to me, the obvious decision is Caesar Salazar.
Yep.
Dre says send down Salazar, Hensley, Martinez in that order. Then he said scratch that, Salazar, Hensley, Gage. You're not going to send down a pitcher when you're calling up a hitter. The nope. Astros will not go with 12 pitchers.
They will not.
They'll go with the maximum that you're allowed, 13 pitchers. That's what the Astros will do. Let us know if you see a corresponding move. Which of these trade candidates would you be more inclined to trade for if you're the Astros? Mike Feinsein, who writes for this MajorLeagueBaseball.com website. I don't know if you've heard of it. He has these players on the chopping block. He has a few White Sox. Feel bad for Joe. He's going to have to buy new jerseys of White Sox players that they're trading away. Tim Anderson, Dylan Cease. Those are the two White Sox. He has a Royal, Aroldis Chapman, Jack Flaherty from the Cardinals, Lucas Giolito, another White Sox. Yasmani Grandal, another White Sox. Half of these lifts are White Sox. Randall Gruchick of the Rockies and then Will Myers of the Reds. Jock Peterson of the Giants. Jurickson Profar of the Rockies. Anything Man. There strike your fancy?
I'd love to have Tim Anderson.
What would be the plan if you had Anderson?
Yeah, I was going to say, but I just don't know how I'd play him. Because your infield's loaded now.
I don't think you're trading for him and he's going to be
either
like,
an outfielder or a pitcher, right?
I would rather have...
Would you strengthen the pen or add another starter?
No, I would add a starter. I don't need
either a starter or an outfielder. Jock Peterson, who I can't stand, and I've made that known, but Jock Peterson, no matter where he goes, hits baseballs.
Yeah. See, it's an interesting question because if I trade for a starter, I want him to be one of my best four starting pitchers. And right now you have Fromber, Javier, Hunter Brown, and then you're hoping Lance McCullers stays healthy enough to the playoffs. So if I'm trading for a starter, I don't want a fifth guy that's like not going to be a real factor in the postseason. You still have Urquidy coming back. So if I'm trading for a starter, I need it to be worth my while, and
Giolito?
I need to be somebody who's top four. I'm more intrigued with Giolito than I am Dylan Cease. I'll say that.
Boy, Dylan Cease has got really nasty stuff when he's on his game.
He just has...
I think he's going to be expensive.
He reminds me of Lance McCullers.
I just think he's good.
He is good.
I think he's better than Giolito.
Yeah,
but
I know.
Again, you have to ask yourself, at what price are you getting these guys?
That's my fear. It's like, I don't think they're going to be priced into Dylan Cease. Like, I don't see a trade that exists. And, Joe, we made a trade yesterday with one of your other favorite teams. Like, if you're the White Sox, do the Astros have enough to trade for Dylan Cease? Like, for me, if I'm the White Sox, it's probably Drew Gilbert and, like, some B-level prospects.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the
guy. And I don't want to give up Drew Gilbert. I think for Giolito, you might only have to give up Corey Lee.
And that's why I think more Giolito is realistic than Cease. Because the White Sox are going to want your best prospect, who needs to be a top 100 prospect. And the only top 100 prospect the Astros have is Drew Gilbert.
I mean, Dylan Cease finished second behind Justin Verlander for the Cy Young in the American League last year for a reason.
He's going to be the best starter on the market by far.
Yeah, by a lot.
And they've said that they're parting ways with Giolito at the end of the year, right?
Bob Wrongingale.
Oh, right.
Reported that.
Careful now. We've had him on.
You won't now.
I guess we're not going to do that anymore. It depends on the price, but if you can just give up a prospect and get a guy that solidifies the instability right now you have in your rotation, and he's a guy that's been to the playoffs before and is capable of pitching fairly well, and then you factor in the Maldi factor, I would look at Giolito.
Does he crack your top four? The thing, though, I guess
it depends on Lance. If Lance has more, you know, glitches in his injuries.
Yep. See, that's the counterpoint to what I'm saying. Is like, who cares if he cracks your top four right now? We have our 4B in case one of those four is no longer, you know, available in the postseason. And you know, the whole, well, you can never have enough starting pitching. And you can also use these guys as weapons, like out of the bullpen. Look how Eovaldi was used for Alex Cora back in Boston. So you have options like that as well.
And not necessarily, we don't know with Dana Brown yet, but we know with both Click and evidently with Dusty that they made the move to get the insurance policy from Aldi a year ago. And maybe this is your, like you said, your insurance policy for your rotation that he really helps you out immensely for the regular season.
Yeah.
And then depending on Lance's health and if the young guys, if Brown and or France continue to either falter or they have success, you can adjust accordingly, but you've got the backup plan already in place.
5506, I could have sworn that I saw Jolks play second base at Sugarland. He's dabbled with second and third in college and in the minors. I don't think that they trust him at the big league level to play there. And Hensley can play anywhere on the infield. Like, he can play short. He can play third. Jolks isn't an infielder in the bigs. But it should be Cesar Salazar. One other texter says that he started a game this week. Salazar did. Usually Dusty likes to start a player before they get
goodbye.
Sent down. Yep. Yeah, so that could be an indication.
It's
that
your parting gift
Salazar.
On the Wheel of Fortune. Thanks for playing, and here you go. Before you leave with these gifts.
4727 mentions an interesting scenario. What about first base?
Oh, boy.
Could the Astros be in the market for a first baseman? Like, if the Abreu keeps being the Abreu in 2023, you're in mid-July, your offense still needs a little bit of a boost, is it possible at all that the Astros could trade for a first base bat?
If this was year two of Jose Abreu, I think that yes. But I think that this is a bet that they made and they got to lie in. And I think this year, I don't think they're going to do that. If there's any hope of salvaging him, I don't think you do anything like that anyway. And I think that he's shown signs of at least somewhat being usable and better. So, and we know that he's always a slow starter anyway. I don't think this year they're looking at first base.
If Abreu keeps performing at the level that he's producing and the offense is still kind of, you know, mediocre, I do it. Like, I trade for a rental first baseman. That's an upgrade. Like, I can't get no offense at first base. Now, I'm probably keeping Abreu on my bench, which is a liability because he can only play first base. He can only DH, can only pinch hit at that point. But if Abreu keeps going like this, I don't think that you could go into the playoffs with a light-hitting first baseman like that Abreu is producing. Like, I think that you try to make an upgrade. The Astros try to make an upgrade last year.
They did it last year, and then he got hot.
And he didn't play. Yeah, so maybe it would fire Abreu up. 713-780-ESPN. Would you kick the tires on a first base at the deadline? All right. A eulogy of the beef, perhaps. That's coming up next. Skiller Bees on ESPN 97.5, ESPN 92.5.
Hey, before we go to the break, tell you about the good people at Apollo Men's Health. I was there bright and early this morning. I saw all the great people that work there. I know the kind of care that they give all of their customers. They want you to live your best life. They want you to have more energy on a daily basis. They want you to be able to achieve and do the things that you've always done in your life that maybe you feel like you've been lacking on. And it could be a variety of different things. It could be being able to have enough energy to play with your kids and do the things that your family needs you to do. It could be not enough energy at work. It could be getting back in the gym, taking better care of yourself, and losing weight. They have a variety of different services they offer that can help you to kind of solve some of the problems you've been dealing with. From the boardroom to the weight room to the bedroom, if you have problems, they have solutions, they have answers, they have ways of getting you to where you were once before and keeping you there again. It's fantastic, and it's because they care. Doc O and his staff are truly focused on their patients. And so I encourage you to go to their website, apollomh.com, and see all the services that they offer. If there's a few that you think would interest you or be beneficial, check them out, make a first appointment. Go in there with an open mind. Answer their questions. Tell them exactly where you're suffering. Tell them where you'd like to improve. Tell them what you're trying to do. They'll put you on a plan that works. They'll get your goals achieved. It's absolutely fantastic. And right now, they've got semaglutide, which is an FDA-approved way that you could lose up to 6 pounds in a week, and you can keep it off. I mean, it's amazing that something like this is available too. So if you want to lose weight that way or get into the gym or basically have more energy on a daily basis, there's only one place that I'll steer you to. It's ApolloMH.com and Apollo Men's Health. It's for men and women. They're doing it on a daily basis. They can do it for you too. Mention my name, Joel Blank, free B12 shot or free body composition on your first official visit. But trust me, they're going to get you the results. They're the place you need to go to. Go see my friends at Apollo Men's Health.
Independent thinking, unrestricted opinions. You're tuned in to the Killer Bees on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Joel Blank and Jeremy Branham.
Someone said they would send down Ryland Bannon before Cesar Salazar. I agree, because they already did it when Chaz McCormick got called up.
That's right.
So there's been some beef on the station.
Wait, what?
Some bench, Will House.
We're catching strays.
Oh, yeah.
More than strays.
Yeah, here's a little bit of some of the strays that we've been catching. Here you go, Joe George. Play it for us.
Someone said the Killer Bees were not nice to you today at all.
Yeah, the Killer Bees went after us. They went after you.
It'd be a shame if anybody heard that.
That's my joke.
Damn.
The guy is like, I'm trying to squash the beef. I'm trying to play peacemaker. I'm not saying anything mean. And then,
It's boom.
That's a Mike Breen double bang there, dude.
You know I'm a big-time wrestling fan. And WCW back in the day, they used to have a conversation about this is where the big boys play. Well, the wheelhouse and the bench is where the big boys play. The Killer Bees and Paul Gallant? Hey, you're like Saturday night main events. You're like Thunder on Thursday nights, right? Whoa. Nitro and Raw. It's the morning show. It's the wheelhouse.
I'm going to try to continue to stay on the front that I've been on. But with each passing one of these, ooh, it's tough, man.
My biggest issue is semantics because Nitro and Raw were on at the same time.
I don't give rat's ass about wrestling.
That's the issue?
I don't give a rat's ass about wrestling.
Did AC email this one?
No.
Shocker. Did want the smoke on back-to-back days. What a surprise. I can't figure out if it's like oblivious or stupidity. Because like all I'm going to say, I'm just going to say scoreboard and leave it at that. Because we're trying to, Joe's going to have a little eulogy of the beef a little bit. I'll just call it scoreboard.
You got a couple in your holster you're holding too.
I do. That's the other thing. Don't make me go there.
I do too. And I'm not going to.
I have the ultimate trump card that I can play more than one. I really don't want to do it. I'll do it if I'm forced. I don't want to do it. Please don't make me play the trump card. I don't want to play the trump card. So please, I ask you nicely, I beg you, do not let me play the trump card. I do feel bad for BK, though. He's got a Joker to the left, a Weasel to the right, and he's stuck in the middle of them all.
Jerry Rafferty, right?
I don't know who sang the song. I remember Pat Green redoing it.
Jerry Rafferty was the lead singer of, and I forget the name of the group before he went solo.
So many people like redid that song. Yeah, I love that song.
It's a good song. One of my wife's favorite songs.
To the right, and here I am stuck in the middle. Oh, yeah, I was told by the bosses not to sing on the air again. That's my bad. I forgot. So here is the eulogy.
I don't understand, man.
What's that?
How it's great when you're the sniper and you're carrying the gun. But when the scope is put on you, And then the dauber goes down, and then the attitude changes, and then the whole demeanor is different. It's so hypocritical. But again, I'm trying to stick on that high road.
Cody,
that's it.
Cody texted me, said, "Play the card." I can't do it to you, Cody. I can't do it to you. I can't. I beg you. Don't make me do it to you, Cody. I beg you not to do
that
it.
Dude, man.
Beg you not to do it, Cody. Please don't make me do it. All right, let's get to the eulogy of the beef. Joe George piecing it together.
We are gathered here today on the Killer Bees to remember
Jake Ass Clown
and the Wheelhouse versus the Bench. It's been a fun-filled 3 days here on the station while comments like this were made.
Jake Hasman doesn't bring anything to the table, though.
It began, hypothetically, with some playful banter.
I mean, if they're lighting anyone up here, why not lay off Renato? I mean, the guy's making $5 million a year.
To quote one of the best TV characters of all time, Omar from The Wire once said, "If you come at the king, you best not miss." So I want to take this time to remember some of the best moments from this rivalry that has brewed amongst the big boys, as they call themselves, in the PM drive right here on ESPN 97.5. I'll always remember when Johnny G gave Jake Asman a lesson on ROI.
There's also something called a return on investment. Jake, just wanted to let you know, your return on investment, not great. Okay, there's plus minus points. Jake, you're one of them minus one.
And who could forget when John delivered the ultimate body blow to Jake with a comparison to Joel Embiid?
You know what he is? He's a cancer. Jake Asman is a cancer in the locker room, okay? He's trying to throw everybody else under the bus so he can keep his job. He's the Joel Embiid of this, well, except without the talent.
And finally, a memory that I'll always cherish from this rivalry, and really the reason I'm here with you today delivering this eulogy on the Killer Bees, when John Ivan Drago Granato killed Jake Apollo Creed Asman before the self-proclaimed big boys could throw in the towel.
Let's just say I make $100,000 and he makes $10,000. Listen, if I was running the station, I wouldn't pay him that much. But if he makes $10,000 a year, I should make at least 10 times. And I don't think I do make 10 times what he makes, and that's troublesome to me. If we were Astros, I'd be Yordan and he'd be Hensley. You know what no advertisers ever said? I got to have Jake Asman speaking for me.
We will end this eulogy with two things today. First, Cody, we will follow your request.
Hey, Killer Bees, let's let us handle this. We don't need you guys talking about it. Okay, the big boys are talking.
Oh, yeah!
All right? What are you guys doing talking about this?
And to make sure that everyone listening knows this is all in good fun, and almost everyone likes each other, keyword being almost, I would like to bring in Houston Cougar legend Case Keenum for some final words.
This is Case Keenum. You want to know what happens when you put a Jets fan, a Cowboys fan, and a Homer Texans fan in the room together? You get the Wheelhouse on ESPN 97.5.
I was not ready for the Case Keenum cameo.
You got emotional. Like, the song didn't get you, but Case did.
I have a little tear in my eye. The song didn't get me. I was enjoying it, and then the moment Case Keenum's making a cameo, I lit up. That was fantastic. I'm wearing my Cougar red today. Go Cougs. How about that? Joe George getting a lot of love from the Twitchers. For once is right.
I mean, I have a tear in my eye, but it's because Jim Brown passed away. R.I.P. to the legendary running back of the Cleveland Browns, Jim Brown. But other than that, I leave that other stuff. I'm trying hard.
Yeah, maybe not the best timing.
Why? I didn't mean you.
I meant that we were playing a eulogy after one of the legends in sports.
One of the greatest. Another guy that, like,
not only sports either.
No. I mean, he wasn't afraid of any of the platforms, acting as well. But we talk about guys that actually could have been even more than what they were in a particular sport, and he cut his career short. Barry Sanders was in that category. Calvin Johnson was in that category. But Jim Brown and Gale Sayers, but Jim Brown was, in a lot of people's estimation, the greatest running back to ever put a helmet on.
Yeah, he was very good. He was a pop icon. How long did that take to put it together, Joe George?
I wrote it last night and had it all ready. Probably like an hour.
That's not. You did that in an hour?
Yeah, I rewrote it like 20 times.
The ROI on that's through the roof.
Well, your ROI is a plus.
Well, thankfully, like, we already pre-cut a lot of that stuff. But yeah, it took like an hour.
It's pretty good.
Honestly, you know what took the longest? The song.
Putting it all together?
No, I couldn't.
You had to, like, dab your tears every now and then?
I just couldn't decide what I wanted.
The song.
I went with, like, every direction possible.
Did you get a little Boyz II Men in there, possibly? No?
It's so hard to say goodbye?
Yeah.
Nah.
I feel like that's the song to go with, though.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like you went with the right song. It is very sad.
Oh, Sarah McLachlan.
Yeah, it's very sad. But that's the song that you need whenever you're playing a eulogy. Grade the eulogy, 713-780-3776. 2304, also my love. Joe just goes unnoticed. 1604, that was awesome. 4484, that was perfectly stated, Joe G. Flex emoji, well done. Poncho, what are we renaming the Killer Bees now? Positive ROI. Yeah, look at that. All of the hats to you. What are you laughing at? Can you share with us?
Show name.
Yeah, after ROI. Memorial Day, we become Positive ROI.
Yeah, there's going to be a new sound to the station. A new buzz
to
the station. Yeah, coming soon. 713-780-ESPN. Case Keenum's the best. Jets fan, Cowboys fan, Homer Texan fan.
He was good. The bench interviewed him this morning. If you missed it, catch the podcast.
Oh, yeah. I meant to go back and listen to that. I didn't.
Nope.
Was it good?
Yeah, it was good. And he's really happy to be home. And he mentioned right away, he goes, it was so great to be back. And he even mentioned Houston traffic.
Oh, yeah.
He's like, that ain't great.
713-780-3776. We go to our favorite game. We'll change it up a little bit. Is this guy an A? Or is he a player for the single A's affiliate? It's the Killer Bees on ESPN 97.5 and ESPN 92.5.
Your team's our priority. Join the conversation with the Killer Bees. Now coming to you live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Joel Blank and Jeremy Branham.
Brandon Belak. On the mound today for the Houston Astros.
A believer of the Killer Bees fashion.
He hasn't earned a song yet. This is going to be his trial interim song.
What was that, Joe?
It's straight out of Shrek. That was the gingerbread man.
Oh, wow.
Oh, that's how interim you know that song is. Good luck tonight, Brandon Belak. Hope you can beat the Oakland A's. That's his interim song. Usually we've been putting parameters for an interim song to become like a semi-permanent song. What are we looking at for Belak?
I like the fact that we can get him there if he gives you... I don't think he can go quality start. I think he goes five innings.
I think the quality start has to be the minimum parameter to get the song, though.
So to get the song, he's got to go six.
I think, yeah, quality start.
Three or less? Well, it's the A's.
It's the A's. Like,
okay, so yeah. Then I think it would be different if they were playing just about anybody else in the league.
We just don't give away songs. You got to earn songs around here.
I'm with you.
It's quality start. Like, do we need strikeout numbers at all for Belak?
They're not going to be high.
Yeah, let's just go quality start.
Let's just go quality start. I'm good with that.
Quality start. And doesn't have to make it permanent either. Quality start, Brandon Belak.
Because it's the A's. I'll go with all of
them. Well, I mean, we have to have a discussion about J.P. France.
Yeah, we might. We'll worry about that when that bridge gets here. Or I guess we can have it now.
Well, we can wait.
Okay.
I think we have to change the song because he got shelled.
He did. He got hit pretty good. He got pretty good. It was an interim song, too.
Yeah, but he had two good, one bad, and now we're going to remember the last one and make that our priority.
Do we go one more and see if he can fight back and become?
Yes. I think we've got to give him a chance to like either
fall
to the even mark when we have to revisit everything or get back on his winning ways.
We'll see if he's plus ROI, negative ROI.
Yeah, the ROI and the plus minus comes into play.
So Brandon Belak on the mound. 0-1 record, 3.29 ERA. He'll be facing a fella by the name of Ken. Make sure I don't have this on my A or triple single AA. I don't. Ken Waldachuk on the mound for the Oakland Athletics. 1-2 record with a 7.02 ERA on the year. Mm. A lot of people loved your eulogy, Joe. Great job, Joe. Exclamation point. 4187, the beef is more interesting now.
Why?
Maybe so.
Because we're involved?
Just
indirectly?
Nice eulogy. 2304 says the stat line's going to be 6 2/3, 2 runs on 10 hits. Belak has been giving up some hits.
He's been leaving
some runners on the bases. There's no doubt about that.
He looks like someone always took his lunch money, too.
Belak?
Yeah.
I have a friend named Taylor, and they look like they could be brothers.
Really?
Yeah, they look like they could be brothers. Good friend, T-Mad. All right, let's play everybody's favorite game. Joel hates this game. You don't have to play if you don't want. Joe can play.
Well, thanks for bumping me out of the segment. Well, at least I don't have to go through the awkward changing of the guard.
You always talk about how much you hate it.
I do. I love Who Said It, and I'm not a fan because I suck at this game.
Is this guy an Oakland A, or is he an A-baller for the Oakland A's? Does he play on their single A affiliate, the Stockton Ports?
Mm.
So is this guy an Oakland A or a single A affiliate of the Stockton Ports? First one, Jordan Diaz or Nelson Beltran? Which one's the A?
Diaz is the A. That's my guess.
The big leaguer?
Yes.
I agree.
Yeah.
You are good. Jordan Diaz hitting 219 on the
year. Don't patronize me. I'm not good at this game, but I got one right.
22-year-old infielder that's hitting 219 on the season.
First time Joe and I have been on the same page since he got back here.
Nelson Beltran, single A. He's hitting under 100 on the year.
That's not true.
That guy's going to be out of a job soon. Nelson Beltran. What did I miss?
He said it's the first time we've been on the same page since I got here.
Oh, yeah, that's not true. He takes your side more than my
side.
That's
not true.
Listen to every cash him or trash him. He cashes all of yours and trashes all of mine. All right, next list. Next pairing. Garrett,
who's keeping score? Because we don't keep score.
Garrett Acton or Micah Dallas?
Who are these people?
It's either an Oakland A, member of the 26-man roster, or it's a member of the Stockton Ports, the A affiliate of
the
Oakland
second
A.
Guy's
I want
name?
To feel like Micah Dallas is an Oakland Athletic. Right.
Garrett Acton or Micah Dallas?
I'm going to side with Blank here again.
Okay, well, y'all are one for two because the Oakland A
That's
is
the
Garrett
second
Acton.
One we did.
Garrett Acton, what?
We're one and one. Yeah, he's right. One of two.
I said one for two.
Oh, okay.
He's tough Acton.
Acton.
Yeah.
The
misunderstood.
What was Tenactin?
It was like a foot spray for athlete's foot.
Where, how do I know that?
Because it's a commercial that's used all over the place. They use it during sports games and everything. You get yourself some tough Acton Tenactin. I think Shaq did it.
I mean, I just filled the blanket.
For them nasty toes.
But I couldn't remember what it was or how I know it.
There you go.
Oh, yeah, but Garrett Acton is the big leaguer. He's made two appearances on this year, but he is a reliever. He has a 2.45 ERA, one of the best relievers on the Oakland A's. Micah Dallas actually went to Texas A&M and Texas Tech, started at Tech, transferred to A&M, was a draft pick from the Oakland A's in the eighth round in 2022. Did he go to high school around here? No, went to Carrollton. He's in single-A Stockton. He's getting lit up, and over a 6 ERA. All right, final pairing. Austin Pruitt, go Cougs, or Seth Brown?
Seth Brown is the Oakland A.
I think he's right. I'm going to go that way as well.
You're wrong. Y'all don't remember Austin Pruitt, former Astro great?
Well, he made like a visit, right? That was the one that they brought in, and he really never pitched for him.
Yeah, he was a Tampa Rays signing.
Yeah,
click like.
And then I don't think Luno he clicks, him. But I don't think he ever pitched for him.
Luno brought him right before he got axed.
And then he never.
He pitched. He appeared in two games.
Oh, did he?
He appeared in two games at a 6.75 ERA. He is a member of the Oakland A's. He went to College Park up in the Woodlands too. 1-1 record, an ERA of 4 this year. He's appeared in 7 games, all out of the bullpen. It's kind of a trick question because Seth Brown is on a rehab assignment with the Stockton
Dirty.
Ports.
Dirty, Joe. Dirty.
Yeah, that's Joe revenge for last week's Who Said It.
Yeah, but I got to take the bullets on both of them.
Yeah, you got some shrapnel there.
That
I apologize.
Sucks.
But that was directed at Joe George.
That's harsh. 3780 texted in, you should start calling him BP France. See, everybody's focused on the last start instead of JP in the first two.
That's a pretty good name.
It's actually pretty funny, though.
If he continues to get let up, that's a
Yeah, we're going to consider revisiting that.
Yeah. What's mean, Joe?
Just calling BP France? Come on.
It's pretty good if he's getting...
I mean,
you have a heart suddenly?
I always have a heart.
Oh, stop.
That was all in fun.
It was all in fun, and it was all in... You spoke well. Dre saying, why am I not participating? Because I created the game.
He created the question.
Like, I am the one that looked up to see who is where so I can ask the other two. That's why I'm not participating. We can rotate it around, though, if y'all want to take the next crack
I'll take the next one.
All right. Yeah, you can do it, and then Blankers can do it.
We like to be a team, so you might as well bring it to us, and then we can try and do it like we do when we succeed mightily in Who Said It.
Apparently, Madden was Acton Tenactin guy, too.
Okay.
Boom, tough Acton.
That's right.
Yep. We might have to skip the next one, though.
Why?
Joel, you need to do the next one.
Who do they? Because
it's Milwaukee.
Yeah.
Oh.
So I think it would be an unfair advantage. I could not participate in the Cubs one. You can't participate in the Brewers one.
I don't follow the Brewers like that. I really don't. But if you want me to, I will.
Yeah, I think you're still going to have to do
it. It could be whatever. It could be three Brewers and three whatever. Like, I use single A players, La Liga players. It could be FIMO golfers.
Packers.
male golfers has entered the chat.
Well, that was the old
male
thing.
Golfer, female, yeah, male golfer, golfer, female golfer. The greatest food. Game exactly. in the history of ESPN 97.5.
Phil has got
that was by
canceled.
Design.
Canceled.
We can bring it back starting Tuesday.
Nope. No skills.
Why did it get canceled?
I don't know, Jeremy.
Gee, Jeremy, that's a tough call.
What happened?
And it had a sponsor,
People got offended.
Was saying the female golfer's name or the food?
That and the way John basically described and said the names and the sound effects around him.
Do we have audio of this?
No. Oh, I don't know if it's still in the archives, but boy, when he went off.
Not it.
Was he just like reading off the LPGA leaderboard? Like, what happened? I remember that he got banged, but I don't know why.
I don't know what got banged.
I was not just here at the time.
Banged,
oh,
canceled,
you know, were too.
No, not when it got canceled.
Oh, not when it got canceled, when they used to do it.
Yeah.
We don't
got
wanna...
his sound effects around that where it was cringeworthy. I was in the car going, maybe, is that too far?
Maybe Dell will play it next week.
Do we not want to do that when next Tuesday, the Tuesday after? We're having a new buzz, a new sound to the station. We don't want to do that Tuesday?
Don't want
to
be on the canceled
little
buzz.
Fellas. We're not good fellas. We're little fellas.
I thought this bought us like immunity from being canceled. Is that not the case?
Mm.
Oh, I wouldn't have done half the stuff I did this week.
We got lineup.
Oh, is he in it?
Do we have a guy that was sent down yet?
The Astros have not sent out the PR.
But is he in the lineup?
Yes.
Oh, well, then if he's in the lineup, there has to be a corresponding move.
Yeah, I've not seen a corresponding move just yet.
He's leading off.
I have discomfort wondering why the Astros PR department hasn't sent out a release on who was sent down.
All right, what's the lineup?
Altuve, Bregman, Alvarez at DH.
What positions? Okay, so Altuve, wait a second.
Yeah.
Alvarez at DH.
Oh, no. Jose, I just saw it.
Jose Abreu, Kyle Tucker, Jeremy Pena, Corey Jolks, Jake Myers, and center Maltin Maldonado.
I will not say anything bad about Dusty Baker's lineups in May. I will not say anything bad about Dusty Baker's lineups
Dusty,
in May.
Dusty, what are we doing, man?
I will not say
man?
Anything bad about Dusty Baker's lineups in May.
What's the biggest problem you guys are
Abreu's
having
Abreu's in the four-hole.
Oh, four-hole. Yep. That's bad.
It's been working so good.
Where's Pena?
He's batting six.
Six.
You kind of expected it.
The second best hitter in your lineup is Kyle Tucker, and you haven't batting fifth. Statistically, he is going to get less at-bats than everyone else.
This is Dusty just being like, I'm going to do whatever I want.
Oh, did you see what Beerman Greg said, by the way, about why, not because of the obvious reasons, why that segment got canceled on the bench?
No, I don't know.
Because Lance working for the NFL Network, it was not a good look
It wasn't our company then. So we can bring it back.
Oh, Beerman Greg. According to Beerman Greg, that's what he said. Since Lance works for the NFL, they wouldn't appreciate it.
Joe, put on your... But we can do it.
No.
Should we bring it back? 713-780-3776. Joe, take off your boss hat for a second.
Nope.
Put on your fun producer hat.
My canceled hat is on.
Put on the hat you were wearing for the eulogy.
My canceled hat is on.
Where is that, Joe? Where's that? Where's Fun Joe?
Fun Joe is here. Fun Joe doesn't like being canceled.
Sounds like Fun Joe's long gone.
Fun Joe's dead.
Fun Joe lasted until 2:45.
Yeah, we got like 3 minutes.
Is Fun Joe a male golfer?
No.
Thinking of golfers with the name Joe. Can't think of any.
Not a lot. We don't really fit the golf game, apparently.
Who's the most famous Joe? Glass Joe and Mike Tyson's punch out?
Joe Kelly?
DiMaggio?
Infamous. I didn't say infamous.
Oh, okay. But I mean,
Joe DiMaggio. There we go. I knew we were
missing Dalton one. Joe. Yeah.
All right. It's going to do it for us. Thanks so much, Sir Joe George. Most of Joe George's time today. He's Blank on Branham. Have a great weekend, everybody. We'll talk to you on Monday. Negative ROI, the big guy, and hopefully BK and AC will try to salvage the whole stuff
from 3 to 7.
ESPN 97.5, ESPN 92.5.